Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Gabe this morning. Good morning, Gabe. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Great. You obviously went on a first date with a girl named Avery, and you had a really good time, but it did not lead to a second date, and you don't know why. So that's why we're here. That's why the second date update exists. So tell, first of all, how did you guys meet?
We met on one of the apps, and I think we connected pretty well. We were chatting for a bit, went on a date, had a good time. I felt like we connected pretty well, and I was actually really surprised to not hear from her.
Where did you go?
Oh, we just went out for a drink. Nothing really fancy. Just somewhere we could get a drink and talk.
I mean, that's perfect first date.
I think so, too.
You don't have to go too crazy.
Felt like it was a good conversation. It was a good vibe. I honestly thought that we were going to have another date. We were talking about our goals, our values. And, I just thought it was a good match, to be honest.
Okay. Well, we have Avery on hold, so we're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear our conversation, but we won't be able to hear you. We'll try to get to the bottom of it, and we'll discuss it. Whatever she says, maybe we can get a second date for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Gabe's now on hold. Let's talk to Avery. Good morning, Avery.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So we just got done talking to Gabe, and you went on a first date with him, and he had a really good time and didn't have anything that he thought would lend itself to not wanting a second date. But he hasn't heard from you. Is there a reason why, or is this an accident?
Yeah, no, there's a reason why.
Okay. Tell us what happened. What is it about Gabe that makes you not want a second date?
This is, I hate saying this. So to be completely honest, he talked at length about how he's in therapy, and honestly, that's just a huge red flag to me.
Him being in therapy is a red flag?
Yeah, totally. You know, to me, it just means he's got a bunch of issues, you know, or got a bunch of baggage or whatever it is. You know, there's a reason he's in therapy. So
is this exclusive to men, or do you think it's a red flag if anybody's in therapy?
I think if anyone's in therapy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? But everybody has issues. So why not? What's your problem with people trying to resolve their issues?
I just don't think that talk therapy works. You know, I know a lot of people who are in therapy who are absolute, you know, horrible people. And it's like, okay, well, so did therapy actually accomplish anything, or are you just...
All right, hold on. Know. Let's get Gabe. I feel like Gabe should be part of this conversation. Gabe, sure. You're back on with us now. What is your reaction to what she's saying?
Wow. I have never, ever, ever heard that. Ever, ever.
Yeah.
Really?
That is...
Yeah.
Usually it's the opposite.
I mean, Avery, I do feel kind of bad because you're going to get a little ganged up on here. Obviously, all three of us are therapy girlies, but I mean... Yeah, go ahead, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, one thing I just want to say is, like, you know, that is one of the biggest barriers to men going to therapy is that kind of toxic masculinity narrative that, you know, oh, you should be able to figure out your own problems. Like, I think, honestly,
everybody. I don't think it's men. I think it's anyone.
Well, I think everybody could benefit from a little therapy. And, like, honestly, one thing that has been a topic for me in my therapy as I've gone is how to be more empathetic, more understanding, and more respectful to women. And if that's like a turnoff for you, like, wow.
Yeah,
I'm
bitch.
A little heated there.
Just kidding.
Maybe you should go to therapy.
You should. I think everybody should go to therapy.
Yeah.
In almost all situations.
Well, not, she's perfect. She doesn't need that.
No, she even just said, she's like, maybe I should go to therapy.
I think she's being sarcastic.
Oh, are you being sarcastic?
I was being sarcastic.
Well, you know what? There's a red flag right there. Maybe you should work that out. All right. Well, Gabe, I'm sorry that, I mean, obviously this is no match.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked, to be honest. And
I will be shocked.
And I will be discussing this with my therapist.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, you sound like a great guy. You're going to be fine.
Avery, I just have a quick question. So, like, you don't think that therapy works and okay, that's fine. It's a red flag. If you're in a relationship with somebody and there's an issue, do you talk it out with that person?
Yeah. I mean, I try to, yeah.
Would you ever do couples therapy?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, it's not our job here to push therapy on you. That's saved for BetterHelp commercials. But anyway, though, not a match. Gabe, apologize about that. I'm sorry, but it's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.